I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Schedule comes out next week. How do you feel about going to Spain?
Sin comentarios. No comment. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you on that one. We'll see Wednesday, I guess, what happens.
Dan Quinn from Ashburn over the weekend, where minicamp was taking place, rookie minicamp, that is, saying in Espanol, no comment on the possibility of playing the Dolphins in Week 11 in Madrid. My mock schedule coming up on the show in about 15 minutes. Already, I've got one wrong because the NFL announced the season opener, the Thursday night, September 4th kickoff game in Philadelphia. It's going to be Dallas at Philly in that opener. I told you guys on Friday, I gave you a couple of games on Friday, and my opener was Washington at Dallas on Sunday Night Football. But I've got the entire mock schedule coming up here in 15 minutes. Tonight, by the way, could be a night that completely turns around an NBA team. And the Washington Wizards have the best chance, along with two other teams, a 14% chance of being that NBA franchise. Good morning, everybody. Hope your weekend was a good one. Lots of sports over the weekend. I watched a lot of the NBA playoffs. I watched the Caps on Saturday night and certainly paid attention a little bit to rookie minicamp, although you really do have to temper what comes out of these weekends in the spring and even when we get to the summer in training camp. There was a story, Max, that I saw over the weekend that Browns fans were very, very disappointed, extremely disappointed with how their first-round pick, Mason Graham, remember, they traded back a few spots in the NFL draft to allow the number one pick that they had, which was number the first-round pick, which they had, which was number two overall, to be taken by Jacksonville. And Jacksonville took Travis Hunter. The Browns took Mason Graham, a defensive tackle from Michigan. And based on some highlights of rookie minicamp, running drills, Browns fans very, very concerned, according to some reporting, about Mason Graham and what he looked like at rookie minicamp. Settle down, people. Not telling you guys to settle down, but we got a long way to go. Like a whole career, but many, many months between now and the opening of the season, which again will be Philly hosting the Cowboys. Brian Schottenheimer's first game as a head coach for the Dallas Cowboys. But the NBA draft lottery is tonight, 7 p.m. on ESPN before game four of the Knicks-Celtics series. Boston annihilated the Knicks in the Garden in Game 3. That was somewhat predictable. Tonight, Game 4 at Madison Square Garden at 7:30, but the draft lottery at 7. The Wizards have a 14% chance That is tied with Utah and Charlotte to get the number one overall pick. Number one overall in the 2026 NBA draft means Cooper Flagg from Duke. Many believe Flagg will be a franchise-changing player. The Wizards, by the way, are tied with the best odds for picks number 2, 3, and 4 as well. The highest percentages, if you just break it down, are that the Wizards would pick 5th, followed by 6th. The worst they can do in this upcoming draft is number 6 overall. But this is one of those drafts, not necessarily Victor Wembanyama, not necessarily even Zion Williamson in terms of the excitement over Zion as a number one overall pick, but this is up there. Cooper Flagg is a great all-around talent and could be a franchise changer. And look, for those who haven't been paying attention, and I know many of you have not, the Wizards have been doing things the right way, in my opinion. You know, hoarding draft choices, keeping their own, which after bad seasons like the ones they've been having, increases the possibility of getting a very high overall pick. They got number 2 last year. You need to get lucky and get the right bounce of the, you know, lottery ball to have a chance to pick super high, number 1 overall, when there is a player in the draft, and there wasn't thought to be last year, with Risashe, who went number 1 overall to Atlanta, and Alex Sarr, who went number 2 to the Wizards. He showed a lot of promise, but, you know, in terms of the hype going into a draft, this one has it, last year did not, and tonight is a chance for, you know, a player that will be perceived, at least going in, as a player that could change a franchise. Tonight, 7 o'clock, to see if the Wizards land on that pick. I'll tell you what, whether Cooper Flagg ends up being that kind of player or not, the anticipation and the hype going into next NBA season for the team that has Cooper Flagg on it will be insane. He will be the first American-born white player selected number 1 overall in an NBA draft in, get this, 50 years. 1976, Kent Benson, last American-born white player to be picked number 1 overall. There is going to be a lot of hype around the pick, and the team that ends up getting Cooper Flagg, I think at the very least, will benefit from much higher exposure, media attention, and potentially even from a bottom line standpoint for Ted and the organization, you know, a real bump in, you know, new revenue opportunities. You know, doesn't mean that he's going to end up being the next superstar of the game, but people will believe that that is a possibility. Tonight at 7, draft lottery. See where the Wizards pick. I don't know. Just feels like with their luck, you know, they've never had number one overall when there's been a, you know, John Wall was not considered to be that franchise-changing, transformational player. But maybe our teams are getting some breaks here. Getting number 2 when Jaden was in the draft. Getting number 1 with Cooper Flagg, we'll see. Caps Carolina tonight in Game 4, 7 o'clock puck drop. Carolina, you know, I watch that game start to finish. Hockey is just fascinating to me. And I'm into it this time of year. Legitimately into it this time of year. But it is amazing to me, and you guys can correct me if you think I'm wrong, and Max is a big hockey guy, so Max, you can, you know, tear into me after I say what I'm going to say. But I thought by far and away, start to finish, Game 3 was the best the Caps have played in this series. And they weren't even close, losing 4-0.
Yeah.
They played horribly start to finish in Game 1 and actually had a chance to win that game before succumbing in overtime. But I thought start to finish, that was the best the Caps have looked in this series so far. Am I right or wrong?
No, I think you're absolutely right. Like, Game 1 was abysmal. Game 2, they kind of turned it around after the first period, because that first period was not
right.
Great.
First period was bad.
But Game 3, this was by far their most complete game. They just had a little bit of trouble adjusting to some of the adjustments that Carolina made. So I'm hoping that we'll probably see some lineup shifts tonight. But you know, this is left Caps fans trying to, you know, scrap and claw at every opportunity to tear people down and things like that. Like, people are starting to talk about Logan Thompson and when he's been like out of this world all series. I think he leads the playoffs in goals saved above expected. It's been like rough, but I have every confidence that they will adjust and retool to get ready for tonight.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Anderson was outstanding Saturday night.
He has been second in goals above expected. So it's just been a goalie show, and that's probably what it's going to be for seven games.
That's kind of what we've gotten. You know, there was no scoring again in the first period. Carolina, for the first game in this of the three, got the first goal, and then that power play goal that gave him a 2-0 lead. It didn't feel like it was over at that point. But anyway, I mean, Carolina missed on an opportunity for an empty netter. How about the first period near own goal when the Caps were on the delayed power play?
I sent a shiver up my spine, Kevin.
Would that have been, has that ever happened before?
It has. Now, I don't know if it's happened in the playoffs, but I know it's happened in the regular season before.
Yeah. Pretty wild. Well, look, I would say that tonight's in normal, you know, kind of best of seven terms, down 2-1, you know, you better win tonight. You don't want to go down 3-1. But I honestly, I can't even say that about hockey. I mean, they could lose tonight and still win the series. We'll see.
Happened before.
So I got this from Russell. Russell was listening to Friday's show, including our interview with Sean McDonough, the lead hockey voice on ABC and on ESPN. And I had suggested on Friday's show that some of the criticism of Sean McDonough was, you know, kind of fan speak, fan emotion, sensitivity to stuff. And I didn't hear it. I'm a massive fan of Sean McDonough. I have always been a big fan. I think he's one of the best and most versatile to ever do it. People in the business kind of feel the same way. But Russell wrote, Kevin, I think you missed the point with the criticism, and perhaps the use of the word bias is misplaced. He is hired to do a national broadcast, which includes the Capitals fan base. And being honest, the primary viewers of NHL games on ESPN are the two teams involved. That's probably true. It's not like you've got a mass audience outside of the markets of the teams involved. The ratings are just horrendous for hockey overall. I think they're better than they have been in recent years, but they just are very, very paltry compared to everything else, including the NBA playoffs, which, you know, pale in comparison to even something like the NFL draft. But anyway, I continue. He writes, he continues, I think you need to go back and listen to that first period again. Whether the Caps were playing well or not, he crapped all over the team constantly. It came across as a Hurricanes broadcast. That was the problem with the call. I honestly can't remember a play-by-play guy on a national broadcast being so tilted in his call in the first period of a 0-0 game. He called it like it was 4-0 Hurricanes. It sounded like he came in with an agenda to harp on shot attempts, not shots on goal. Anyone with hockey knowledge knew that that was the Hurricanes' strategy, and they would out-attempt the Caps. The Caps were better even in period one as compared to game one, but he definitely was striving to make shot attempts to be the story instead of letting the game tell the story. As for Wilson and block shots, several of his plays prevented passes or not. Oh, yeah, I had mentioned that Tom Wilson's total in game two of two block shots seemed awfully low to me, but he wrote, and I think he said some of what you said, Friday and Max, several of his plays prevented passes or knocked the puck away before a shot was taken. They don't count it, get counted as block shots. Fair enough. So I did go back and listen to the first period again, because Russell wasn't the first Caps fan to be upset that I was not railing on Sean McDonough. I did bring it up with Sean. We talked about it on Friday. So a couple of things here. Number one, and this is something I've said about Sean McDonough before, and I brought it up with him on the show on Friday when he was on. Sean McDonough is unlike most play-by-play guys. Always has been. Some people criticize it. I personally like it a lot. Sean McDonough is not just a basic call the play guy and get out of the way for the analyst. Sean McDonough has always injected his own opinion into play-by-play. And that, to me, is something that I actually like a lot. I actually really like Sean McDonough. I think he's got a very sharp opinion. I think he really knows these games. You know, another guy that does it occasionally is Mike Tirico, and I'm a big fan of Tirico as well. And look, the Caps got their asses kicked in game one and in the first, and in much of the first period of game two. And that's how he called it. And then when the game turned around, I felt like he called it in the way he was seeing it, along with his analyst Ferraro and Emily Kaplan on the ice. I went back and listened to the first period. I took your advice, Russell. I didn't hear it, man. I just didn't. I heard him doing what he does, which is a little bit different than most play-by-play guys. He injects some of his own thoughts, some of his own analysis and opinion into the play-by-play call, and I thought it was appropriate personally, and then I thought it turned around. And you know, I bet if he had called game three Saturday night, it would have been tilted in the Caps' direction, because I thought the Caps were clearly the better team, regardless of what the score was in the moment. So I personally, from my standpoint, and I acknowledge and admit going in, I'm not the fan that many of you are of the team. I'm just not. So I'm not as sensitive to that, but I didn't hear it. Didn't hear it at all. I think his call is excellent. Love hearing him call hockey, football, basketball, everything he's always done. I think he's very, very good at. All right, we got a lot on the show today. You know, there was a big retirement in the NFL over the weekend. Jaden's mother was on Ryan Clark's podcast.
Correct.
Right, Max?
Yes, The Pivot.
Yeah, you told me about some of the things that she was asked by Ryan Clark on this podcast and answered. We're going to play that for you. I've got some interesting information, I think, that may not be a big reveal. I'm not suggesting that it is, but it's something that I learned actually Friday after the show about one of Washington's draft choices. I'm going to share that with you. The NBA playoffs over the weekend, Friday night's Denver-OKC game was by far and away, for me, the most intense and best playoff game of the postseason so far, and it led to a very interesting result yesterday. We'll get to that. We got a lot of stuff to go, but I'm going to get my mock schedule out. I actually did it on my podcast over the weekend. I wanted to get it out completely. Gave you two games here on Friday. Gave the whole thing out on Saturday on my podcast, because I knew that starting this morning there were going to be actual official announcements of the NFL schedule. And we got the first on NBC this morning on the Today Show with Mike Tirico on the Today Show with, I don't even know who does the Today Show. Is that Savannah Guthrie who still does that? I don't know who the other. Oh, is that, what's his name? Lindsay's husband. He's a nice guy. He's the guy that was unfortunately involved in the announcement of the commander's name back on February 2nd, 2022. Why am I blanking on his name right now? He's good.
I'm blanking too, Kevin. You're asking, okay, you're asking a 24-year-old.
he was on, I don't watch any of those shows. He was on that announcement because I saw it tweeted out. It was Tirico, it was Savannah Guthrie, and it was him. So I'll look it up during the break. He's very good. I know he is Lindsay Zarniak's husband and seems to be the nicest guy who, again, unfortunately got caught up in that Jason Wright, you know, just absolute, you know, failure of a name announcement back in 2022.
Craig Melvin.
What's his name?
Craig Melvin.
Hey, thank you.
Of course.
Craig Melvin. You know, I'll tell you, if Craig had been a part of the broadcast back in 1984, I'd have pulled it like that. But because it's more recent, just couldn't pull it. All right, my mock schedule for Washington when we return. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.